This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
Hey, hey, and welcome into the House of L podcast. We are brought to you by Remy Martin, and we are going to be discussing an ass-whooping today on the podcast. Thanks to Remy Martin for being a part of this. I imagine there will be a lot of people who will want to be involved with this particular podcast and this episode. We thank you, whether you're listening on Spotify or on Apple, or if you're watching on YouTube. If you are listening on Spotify or Apple, come on over to the YouTube page. You can see into my office. I'm going to get something for that wall. I just haven't quite figured out what I want to do with it yet, and I've made some changes in here, but you don't even care about that. You care about what happened in Detroit today, and what happened in Detroit today was an organizational failure in Detroit today. It was really bad. And let me just say off rip, I actually thought that Caleb did some cool stuff. And I was glad that Rome had like a breakout game. And I thought that Noah Sewell played pretty well. Other than that, there's not a lot of use for anyone involved with the Bears. Everything about that game was wrong. And you know me, I've been one of the people that's saying, when it comes to the quarterback, you're probably another 6 weeks away without even feeling comfortable, or at least I am, without feeling comfortable about where his progress lies. It's funny to me because he almost has nothing to do with what the issues were for me inside of this game, the issues that are organizational in nature. One of the things that I want to talk about, and I know that predicting injuries is not easy, coming back from injuries is really hard. I find it interesting that you have two of your best defensive players, one who's been out for a really long time and went into great detail on the Pivot podcast explaining what happened to him. And yet, they cleared him to play, and he re-aggravates the same injury. Your middle linebacker has been out. He had a re-injure of an injury, which leads me to ask the question, were guys properly vetted to come back from injury? Like, that's a hell of a coincidence that both guys would re-injure their injuries. And it makes me wonder if you rush them back and you clear them too quickly for them to play. Whatever. Beyond that, the roster that has been put together by Ryan Poles did nothing to make you believe that he knows what he's doing. Yet another week where you just kind of have a draft class in the second round that's kind of empty. Because you're not playing Ozzie Trapillo, you're barely playing Luther Burden, and you're not playing Shamar Turner. So what, it's mind-boggling. And then the players that you're playing in their place, the guys that you have on the field, are not world beaters. The mistakes that were made inside of this game, It's hard to make heads or tails of it other than to say that the roster is flawed. It's flawed. I look at the defensive backs, and I know that they had a rough game, and I know Tyrique Stevenson got cooked. He got absolutely cooked. But part of the reason that he got cooked is because Dennis Allen didn't completely trust Jalen Johnson to trail him all over the field, which goes back to my whole point about injuries, by the way. And the second reason that he got cooked is because you offered no resistance and no pass rush. And that pass rush being non-existent is inexcusable. with the amount of money that was paid to Dio and Montez and to Grady. I love Grady, but what are you doing? You're leading, and I appreciate that. I like that. But when it comes to on the field, you're not stopping people. I give the Bears defense this credit. They were put in some quick change situations by the offense with a fumble, an interception, the turnover on downs, all that stuff. And they bowed their neck a couple of times. And I was in the group chat saying it would be nice if the offense could pay that off and get a score for the three scores that the defense didn't give up. And then when we got to the second half, there was no resistance at all. Detroit did whatever they wanted, whenever they wanted. I'm waiting for Bears defensive ends, because now it's been 2 weeks in a row. I'm waiting for Bears defensive ends to not fall for the banana in the tailpipe. Misdirection seems to be a way to take advantage of the Bears, and it happened yet again today. Gibbs had a huge run on the outside because Montez Sweat couldn't hold contain. And we saw last week J.J. McCarthy have a huge outside run because Dio Odengbo couldn't hold contain. So there's that. You're struggling to, on the offensive side, you're struggling to run the ball. And you go up and down the Bears offensive line, there are guys creating penalties and moving you backwards. Just look. Look where the penalties were. And there were a lot. Again, it's another sloppy game for Ben Johnson's team. And you look at that offensive line, Darnell Wright cost you, what, 30 yards today? In just penalties, he cost you 30 yards. Jonah Jackson's having a hard time. So you've got all the, and Braxton Jones, who I thought played really well last week, I don't think played very well this week. I'll have to go back and look for sure, but Aiden Hutchinson was out there spinning everyone around like a top. He got Braxton Jones a couple times. He got Darnell Wright real bad. And that's what happens when you have a dominant pass rusher, someone who can actually make a difference. And you look at, just follow the money on this and look at the extensions. Even with Ryan Poles, like, look at the extensions. What was it that made you believe that he was worthy of an extension? And so far, it's not looking great. It's there were so many things wrong inside of this game. One of them being, along with the penalties and the inability to protect the quarterback, and sometimes the quarterback holding the ball too long, you end up in more third and 30s. In this game, then most teams end up in a season. If you add the two games together, if you add last Monday night and today together, and you just look at the third and 30, let's call it third and 20 plus, and the Bears are just like, we live here. We live here now. We live in third and 34. And the one play, Caleb made an, oh my God, don't throw it. Oh, wow, look at that throw. Throw to Rome 30 yards down the field, and Rome dropped it. Now, Rome had a really good game. I'm not on him for dropping it. I'm just saying that, like, this is the type of stuff that ends up happening when you're this bad. There's nothing redeeming from this game. Nothing redeeming. And I know that it was supposed to be Ben's homecoming, and shout out to Herb Howard, because Herb had asked him, hey, you might end up 0-2 and 0-2 in the division, and Ben didn't want to hear it. You know what's interesting about Ben so far? Ben's a little snippy. And all of that, him being so open and transparent in the preseason, has kind of gone out the window in the regular season. You had the 5-minute press conference last week after they lost to the Vikings. Then you have him not talking to the sideline reporter today. That's bullshit. That's bullshit. Just straight up and down. Either you're the coach or you're not. Either you're going to be the guy that's going to answer the hard questions or you're not. And blowing off the sideline reporter, they're not out there to kill you. They want to give you an opportunity to say what it is that your team is doing and how are you going to get back in the game. And you blew that off too. I joked about this in my video for the score, but it's true. Friend of mine hit me up and just was like, man, maybe we're cursed. And I said, and cursed with incompetence. That's what you seem to be cursed with. And I get it. DA has to play a lot of zone because he doesn't have Jalen Johnson out there and they're not getting home on the pass rush. So you got to try and keep them from marching. Like, you got to have them march down the field and then instead of hitting quick strikes. But they did it all. Detroit's offense did it all. And they laughed at you. They laughed at you. The same way that Ben Johnson was laughing at the Bears last year. The same way that it was a real chuckle hut, giggle fest with, oh, are you going to bring some of that stuff to the Bears? And the Lions went out here and waxed your ass. Like, they did all the stuff that you would have done. Jared Goff had 5 touchdown passes in this game. Here's the crazy part. They left points on the board.
This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's #1 rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
They left points on the board. And they scored 52. I, for one, if you've ever seen the Chappelle Show and the Rick James sketch, I appreciated the fuck your couch moment. Not my couch, but Ben Johnson's couch. I appreciated that from Dan Campbell. Like, no, we'll just go for it. 4th and goal. Let's try to get 50 points. 50 points would be cool. Wouldn't it be cool? And they just stomped on the Bears couch. Happy homecoming. Happy homecoming to you. They've got a lot of problems. And I know that by the end of this video, I know that when the national shows come on tomorrow, that a lot of the questions are going to be about the quarterback. Fine. But I'm telling you that from a roster standpoint, this team is messed up. And they may have further messed themselves up by maybe having guys come back too early and re-injuring themselves. What are you going to look like if Jalen Johnson has to miss significant time? And I would imagine, since he didn't play at the end of this thing, that he's going to miss some more time. That TJ Edwards is going to miss more time. And what are you going to look like after that? Ryan Poles, as an executive, you can give him credit for getting his man and getting Ben Johnson. And obviously, it's too short of a time to tell you whether or not Ben knows or doesn't know what he's doing. And I'm not here to tell you that. But there's enough evidence that Ryan Poles doesn't know what he's doing. Enough. There's empty draft classes. There's a punter who was supposed to be a weapon who's not that great. He's not bad, but he's not, you drafted him in the 4th round good. And there's a bunch of players like that on the list of players that he has drafted. Where's Javon Dexter? You drafted a guy out of what it is that you were running. And while there might be some steady improvement, it's not enough to warrant where you drafted him. And that's the crazy part. If you've got players on a bad roster, if you drafted players and you have a bad roster and they're not playing, what does that say about the guys that you drafted? It doesn't speak well for them. Logically, it doesn't make a lot of sense. So, look, we all know that we're stuck with Ryan Poles for a while because he inexplicably got a contract extension. And I get it. I get the idea of, well, let's connect the general manager to the head coach. I would love to know if at this point, whether or not Ben would want to be married to Ryan Poles and some of the roster decisions that he's made. And I got frustrated by this earlier in the week too. You mean to tell me that this is your running back room and this is where it starts and stops, that there weren't other players who could have done as well or better than Swift, Roschon Johnson, and Kyle Manungai? And the fact that they've brought in a couple of guys. I know Jamal Williams came in for a tryout and all this other stuff. But it should have been a priority, especially with this year's draft. This was a pretty deep running back draft. And in the second round of this draft, you decided to draft players that you're not playing, which is not, it is not a recipe for success to have second rounders who barely play. Second round players are supposed to start. You got one of them that's a swing tackle. You got the other one that can't see the field and another one who you're barely using. None of it makes sense. They have so much work to do. And I guess over the next couple of days, when I go back and watch this again, I'll try to find some good things and some good plays here and there to try and build on. And I imagine that they'll probably do the same, although it's more important for them to do it than for me to do it. But this was an organizational disaster. That's what it was. Everyone got pantsed. Everyone. The whole place, all of Halasol got pantsed, and Detroit reveled in it. They reveled in it. You got Jared Goff having to be helped up into the stands because they put a half a hundred on your ass. They were like, hey, let's just party. Let's just party, party, party on them. Let's step on their heads. And let's dance. Amon-Ra St. Brown, just like, who are you got on me? Oh, watch this. Do I only have 2 yards of inbound space? Yep. And I'm still going to use it. I'm going to turn around and I'm going to catch a touchdown. Go back shoulder all day. Guys running wide open. Jameson Williams open by 10 yards on his touchdown. There's a lot that needs to get fixed. And the fact that there's a lot that needs to get fixed, along with the quarterback being one of the things that needs to get fixed. Y'all got mad squabbles and problems up in here. So that's where I'm at. Maybe you're in the same place. That was embarrassing. Like, it's, I know that I'm a talking head. I understand the idea of the talking head saying something is embarrassing. But no, like, you know, I don't ordinarily use terms like this when it comes to games. That was embarrassing. You got embarrassed. And what are you going to do about it? Are you equipped to do anything about it? Because it looked like you were actually still in the game when the third quarter happened and then offered no resistance. And for all of you out here that do talk about this, and in the second halves, what have happened? Teams with established head coaches have taken in the information in the first half and adjusted and have blown your doors off in the second half. There's a lot to learn, even for a rookie head coach. It just sucks. Like, it is... I can't get over the second and 20s and third and 30s. Like, how can you even compete? You can't compete if you're so far behind the sticks. You can't compete. So we'll see what they got for us this week. And I don't know how you shine up this turd, because they laid a pretty big one into the punch bowl. And I'm sorry that you had to watch that. I hope you went out and mowed your lawn. Shout out to my guy, Rick Camp, who's like, screw it, I'm mowing my lawn. Yep, go mow your lawn, go for a walk. A nationally televised game next week too, right? Late window? That doesn't sound fun. All right, I will talk to you next time. We'll have more, and maybe once we hear more about the injuries, we can talk about that, but whole organizational loss today. And anyone who says different is fucking lying to you. Peace.